Parsha introduces us face to face with the Bechir HaAvos, Yaakov Avinu, which Ponav Chokuko, his face was inscribed on the Kisa HaKovod. And we introduce Yaakov in a very clear, interesting, independent state in the beginning of the sixth parasha, Vayetze. The Apostle talks about Yaakov leaving Be'er Sheva, coming to Chorono, to Choron, Vayifka Bamokoim Vayolin Shom Kivar Shemesh, and he happened upon the place, and he Kivar Shemesh, he rested there, Kivar Shemesh, Vayikach Mavni Hamokoim Vayosim Rashresov, and he put the stones around him, Vayishka Bamokoim Hahu, and he slept in that place. And then we all know he had this chaloim, he had this dream, v'yachloim, he had a dream, v'hinei sulam mutzav arto, he had this ladder that was on the ground, v'roish magia shemaimo, and the head of the ladder was reaching to shemaim, v'hinei malachei elokim, and malachim oilim v'yordim boi, going up and down. So, I just want to go slowly through this, and there's a few very, very interesting diukim. Firstly, as we know, Rashi said, v'yishka v'mokim hahu, and he slept in that place. So Rashi, Loshen Miut. He slept in that place. Aval Yud Dalad Shonim. Shushime Shubase Eve. Loy Shochav. Balailo. Shoyo Isik Batayra. In other words, the Pasuk is saying he slept in that place, Hahu in that place. But the 14 years he was in Yeshiva Shemva Eva, he didn't sleep because he was Isik in Tayra. Now we all know the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person who makes a Neder, that he's not going to sleep for 3 nights, Malkin knows to give him Malkus and he sleeps immediately. So what's clear, it's not that Yaakov Avinu didn't sleep. Yivadai, he did sleep. You need to say a good dremelt. Yeah, obviously he had to sleep. The body has to sleep. So Ofshat, what happened with Yaakov Avinu? So my Rebbe used to say that Yaakov Avinu didn't have a seder sheino. Never had a seder to go to sleep. Never had a time to go to sleep. He never had what have his 6, 7, 8 hours sleep. He never had a seder sheino. When he fell asleep, he fell asleep. But he never went to sleep. But the obvious question is, why not? If you sleep, then you can you're fresher, you're more awake, you can learn the chavrusa better. What's the idea? Why did Yaakov not go to sleep? The Rambam said it's healthy to go to sleep. It's the right thing to go to sleep. It helps you learn better. You have with a fresher head. Why did Yaakov not go to sleep? So titin emes liYaakov. Emes liYaakov means that Yaakov Avinu was the absolute perfection of emes. Emes means that there is absolutely no room whatsoever for any compromise on truth. Nothing. When a person like that is looking for pshat, it is impossible for him to go to sleep. When a person is learning pshat in the Gemara or learning pshat in the Rambam, and he doesn't understand the Rambam properly, and he has to get pshat, he cannot compromise. You know what? Yeah, okay. Shveram, let's move on. No, he works and he works and he works. I had the privilege of meeting somebody yesterday. I don't want to embarrass a person. He told me that he worked thousands of hours on a couple of Mishnahs in a single Masechta in Kodshim. Thousands and thousands of hours until he got pshat. And he told me that at the times he went to sleep and he was thinking about pshat and he hadn't slept the whole night thinking about what was going on. A person sitting in our audience here. Okay? That is godless. That is godless. But that's a Yaakov Avinu didn't sleep. He couldn't sleep. They were talking about 14 years. He was focused on his learning. He wasn't shy. There's a famous story with Nebriskarov, lived in Yerushalayim. Nebshach, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha. He used to learn with Nebriskarov. He used to have Chavrusa in his house. And one night they were learning in Geula, where they were living. And they left off with a Shver Kash and the Rambam. Difficult Kash and Rambam. 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So Nebshach went home. And listen, he went home. And the Briskarov at 4 o'clock in the morning, he got pshat. So he told his bocher, his avreich that was looking after him. He said, "Go, wake up, go to Laser and tell him to come back."
Knock on the wall.
The common wall. Bring Laser. So he said, "But Laser's sloughing. Laser Reb Shach is sleeping." He's not sleeping. Go and bring him. And of course, Rashach wasn't sleeping. He was trying to get Shabbat Ramah when he came back. Yeah? But Yishka B'mokim Mahu means that a person who is focused on MS cannot sleep. He's focused on MS. He can't compromise. His mind doesn't allow itself to rest. It's not advised and it's not helpful. And Yaakov Avinu is a different level. But that was the kind of person we're dealing with. So he had this dream. V'yachloim hinei sulam mutzav arzo. Roisha Megiah Shemaimah. So that Sudah,
it may be, absolutely.
But it's like trying to, you know, sometimes, my wife can't sleep sometimes, she has difficulty in sleeping, so I say to her, but you need to sleep. It doesn't help, right? It doesn't help. It, you know, if you go to sleep now, then you'll be able to be much fresher tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah, telling Yaakov Avinu that is counterproductive, yeah, but what's Meshat in the Ritva? Yeah, thank you very much, but, you know, it doesn't help me, right? Okay. So he had a dream of Sulam Mutzav Arzo, Sheit Magia Shemaimo. The Sulam was on this ground, and Rosh Magia Shemaimo. What is the message of this Sulam? What's the idea behind this Sulam? So there's various different messages, and I saw a beautiful piece this week from Rav Nevin Sal, and I want to work through that piece because I believe it's very self-encompassing, and it's a beautiful piece. It brings Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and it's a piece of his own. Very, very nice piece, and I want to base my share on that. He says that a sulam, firstly, is idea that v'hinne sulam mutzav out of rosh v'hinne malachei elekim oylim v'yoridim boy, that going up, Yaakov Avinu shkoyach, he's been a shiva shem v'eva for 14 years, and you've reached levels. But oilim by oilim, malachim are still going up. You haven't finished your journey yet. You still have rungs to climb. You're not yet where you're supposed to be. Oilim, you're going up. Keep moving. Oilim. The yordim, and unfortunately, sometimes there's a yirida too. But more importantly, it's boy. Boy, who's boy? Oilim the yordim boy, says in the Mefarshim, Boris Yaakov Avinu. That a human being, that the person is ksas, like Pasuk says in Tehillim, is similar to Ribbono Shel Olam, in as much that the person has ability to pull up the whole teva. We saw Santa said the person has ability to pull up the whole teva with his mice and toivim, to pull down the teva. So the madregus of the malachim, oilim v'yordim boy, the malachim went up or down based on madregus of Yaakov Avinu. However great Yaakov Avinu was, that's how great the malachim were, and we have a koyach over the whole bria. But let's move on, and I want to give a different shot. Oilim v'yordim boy. The malachim and up and down, based on boy, based on Yaakov Avinu's madregus.
But it could be that maybe he's just telling you that Yaakov is going.
No, he says in malach elikim. The malach elikim oilim v'yordim boy. Yeah, but it was obviously a message for Yaakov Avinu. So there were malachim, but obviously it's a message for Yaakov Avinu. And the pasuk carries on, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a most beautiful nevuah. Vayomani Hashem lekei Avram avicha velekei Yitzchak ha'oretz ha'cher shoicha v'lecha l'cha, and then I'll give you the land. Vayizachol ka'afa ha'oretz, be like the dust, and you'll be plentiful. V'namnoichi imach, I'll be with you. Ushmatich b'chol asher teilech, and I'll guard you everywhere you go. V'asher v'yisicha l'adama hazoyis, and I'll bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. K'lei ezovcha v'niva ad asher asisi. Beautiful bracha, beautiful avtocha. V'yikaz mishnas, Yaakov wakes up. I never knew a Kodesh Baruch Hu was here at such a Kodesh place. This is such a holy place. And he put Shemla Reisha, and he called the place Beis El. Yaakov wasn't satisfied. Baruch Hashem, he's patting his back. He's got a big bracha. Straight away he made a neder, and he said Yireh Kim Modi, and he's carrying on his madregus. There's no time for a pat on your back. There's an amazing article my father sent me from one of the high tech companies that came up with an incredible breakthrough in high tech years back, and they were interviewed by the Time magazine. I don't know exactly what it was, and they said how are you going to celebrate this. See, we don't have time to celebrate. If we celebrate, our competitors are going to overtake us. Right? So Yaakov woke up from this amazing dream, and the Kodesh Baruch has promised him, and Yaakov makes a neder, and no, I'm not good enough. And he carried on, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to make a neder. And if how's the Pasuk carry? The Pasuk says, V'nosan li lechem lechel lebeg lilboish. You'll give me lechem lechel, food to eat, and beg a little boy and a beggar to wear. Mefarshim say, just to have lechem, not to be able to eat it, is not a bracha. And to have the godim hanging up in your cupboard, but you're in your hospital gowns, also isn't a bracha. It's going to be lechem lechol, and beg a little boy, be able to eat the bread, and be able to wear the begodim. V'shapti b'sholem beis ovi, and you'll take me back home. V'hoya Hashem li lelekin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be to me lelekin. What's going on here? Listen carefully. So Yaakov Avinu says, "Ushmani b'derech chazar shemicha hoylei chmanasin lech." Yaakov Avinu is reciprocating, and he's understanding what Hakadosh Baruch Hu said. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him that I'll be with you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Hina noichi ishmarticho. Yaakov Avinu says, thank you very much. That's parallel to that. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ushmarticho b'chol asher teleich, and I'll guard you everywhere you go. Yaakov Avinu says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ushmarani b'darach hazeh. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vashabaisicha adoma hazois, and he says, Vashat v'sholom beis avi. So everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu you do that, I make a neda and I'll give everything, I'll give ma'isa. But more than that, Yaakov Avinu says, the smallest possible, most humble request when it comes to Gashmias. He says, "V'nosani lechem lechol lebegel loboish." You'll give me bread and you give me clothes. The basic, minimal needs that I have. However, he carries on and he says, "V'hoya Hashem li lelekim." What does that mean? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say that. What's v'hoya Hashem li lelekim? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and it's an incredible thing. He says, all the generations they'll say, Loi rak eleke Avraham eleke Yitzchok, Elo gam veleke Yaakov. So when every Dan Shmona Esrei, every time, three times they Dan Shmona Esrei, not eleke Avraham eleke Yitzchok, I want every single person to be able to say veleke Yaakov. So when it comes to Gashmias, a bit of bread and a bit of clothes, when it comes to Ruchnias, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I want to be Elik. I want everyone Velikei Yaakov. Everyone, up. What's going on over here? How does that work? Elikei Yaakov. Yaakovina was Shem Chakuka Kisra Hakovah, the Bechira of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be the greatest possible. So it does seem a stira. When it comes to Gashmias, he's so humble. When it comes to Ruchnias, I want to be Elikei Yaakov. A bit of another. What's going on here? You're a bit of a novice. Stop it, B'mu'ot. Says Rav Nevensal that by Gashmias there's a minimum. The minimum is Lechem Lechol Begel Lilboish. By Ruchnias there's a minimum as well. The minimum by Ruchnias is a maximum. Yaakovina is a minimalist. He's going for the smallest amounts. When it comes to Gashmias, Lechem Lechol Begel Lilboish. When it comes to Ruchnias, there's no such thing as looking for anything less than the very, very best. Anything less than me not being Velikei Yaakov is nothing to talk about. That is the gadlus of Ruchnius. There's no way we can ask Histopic B'mut when it comes to Ruchnius. I'll give you an example. you know, a person wants to learn. So you say, Rabbi Shleilam, let me learn. And when it comes to learning, he's stopping B'mut. Baruch Hashem, I do my daf yomi. And Baruch Hashem, I have a few mishnayos after shachris. And Baruch Hashem, I get a bit of stalker. And listen, but to be like Rabbi Kiva Eger, to be like the Shagas Aryeh, a bit of anova. Well, you're about guy, you want to be like Shagas Aryeh. There's a story about the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh. Yeah, the Shagas Aryeh said, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to make a seam in my house tonight. Seam and shas. So the Talmidim said to him, really, Rebbe, you know, what, this is a big occasion for you? He said, yeah, so, but you finished shas before. He said, yes, this is my 1,000th time. Yeah, this is my 1,000th time. Ramosha used to finish Shulchan Aruch every 3 months. Right? Mosai magia maisei lemaisa avosai. When will my maisim get to maisim of Rom Yisrael Kenyati? The Gemara brings down a Merida Gespai, Chanu Nerd in Tanakh called the Yaivitz. Bear with me a second. Yeah. It's Bordang Moran Tumur Daf Tezain. Something called Divra Yomal Snilbin Knaz. Vayikra Yaivitz and the Kay Yisrael, Lemoy and Borach, the Varchani, the Basis Gavuli, the Yitzi Yodach Imi, the Yisisi Meirah, the Vulti Otzvi, the Yobel Kim as Hashashol. He asked Rabbi Yisrael for brachas, and Kosh Brocha gave it to him. So the Gemara says, in Borach, the Varchani, you bless me, but Torah with Torah. The Basis Gavuli, you give me what? Talmidim. The Yitzi Yodach Imi, that Shle Tishkakach Talmudim Meyodi, I will never forget learning. The Yisisi Meirah, she's Damni Li Rein Kmoisa, I've had good chavrusas. The Vilti Otzvi, Shle Yifatenu Yetzer Harala Vatal Torah. The Yetzer not maybe the Vatal Torah. That was his request brought down in the Pesukim. Carried on the Gemara says, Im Ato Oisa Kain, Asnur ben Kenaz said, if you do that, fine, mutter, fine. If I am lav, and if not, hareini hoilech ben Asisi. I'm going to go to Gehenna. Ask Chaim Shmulevitz, where does it say that in the Pesukim? The first part Pesukim is Verchani with Torah and with Chavrusah. That's all beautiful. But where does it say, the last part, that if you don't, that's it, it's all over? Where does it say in the Pesukim? Doesn't say that. How can the Gemara darshan that? Answer of Chaim Shmulevitz, our Korchok, he has to say that is what he said. Because when a person davens for Ruchnias, it has to be Rabbein Shalem, is all or nothing. It's all or nothing. I want the very, very best. And if you give it all to me, fine. And if not, I'm nothing. It's nothing. You know, Yiddishkeit's not all or nothing. Yeah? It is all or nothing. Yeah, let me tell you straight now. All or nothing. We have to focus on what the very, very best we can possibly be. Sulav Mutzav Arts of Rosh Magia Shemaim means that we have solid foundations on this earth. We know where we are. We know who we are. We know who we are. We mustn't pretend that we're the Kiva Egan and the Vilna Gaon. But our ambitions, our aspirations, our who we want to be, who we feel that we want to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should give us Hetzer Shemayim to be, that should be Reish HaMagiyah HaShemayim. That should be way in the Shemayim. Rabbi Yishlein, give me Hetzer Shemayim to have such a year of Shemayim that Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, at the end, the Rambam says, Al Yavoy B'machshavtecho Dover Zeh Sho'im in Tipshei Umay So'ilam. Don't think, what like the Tipshei Umay So'ilam say, the Roy Goel Mei B'nei Yisrael. Yeah, and the goyim of Bnei Yisrael say, "Shakodesh Baruch Hu goyiz ala adam mitchilos abriyo isoi le tzadik harasha." Shakodesh Baruch Hu created a person, good or bad. Ein hadavah kein ela kol adam royo loyliyo tzadik k'moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone can be a tzadik k'moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? Says the Rambam, but davar ze ikka godel hu v'hu amoid hatayra v'hamitzvah. That is a focal point that we can be like Yaakov Avinu. So this week's parsha. Here we have a Sulam Mutzav Arts of Rosh Magia Shemaimah. Is Yaakov Vinu straight away understanding clearly the message? And the message is that wherever we are in this world, we have to have firm foundations of knowing where we're holding. But knowing that step by step by step, our focal point should be that we can actually reach Shemaim. They can actually be a Yirei Shemaim. We can actually be a Talmud Chochem. We can actually do incredible, incredible things. And even, he didn't say this, but even if a person isn't capable of being Godel Hador, the way he learns, the way he runs his life should be as if he's a Godel Hador. What does that mean? Tosa asks Akasha, Rabbein Tam asks Akasha, Rabbein Tam asks Akasha, well, who am I to argue? No! Rabbein Tam asks Akasha, you have a right to be a Godel Hador at that stage and be Chaylik of Rabbein Tam. Try and understand, maybe Rabbein Tam doesn't have the right shot, maybe it's a different shot in the Gemara. Or maybe he gives a teretz. Do I agree with this teretz? You don't have to have emunas chachamim when it comes to learning at that level. Emunas chachamim is beyond the stage. Once you've done your very best, then you know that his Mishnah is correct. The Rebbein Tam is correct. But at the stage of learning, don't have emunas chachamim. Don't trust what your Rebbe is saying. Don't trust Tosas has pshat. Maybe it's different pshat. Realize who you are. But have Rosh Magia Shemaimah, have aspirations that are unending. That is how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Bechir HaOvos to be the father of every single one, Reuven and Shimon Levi in these parashas, every single one, incredible individuality that came together, that built a nation that has lasted thousands and thousands of years. But the Makor, the source, the power that has made the Jew something that is unfathomable, that is unbelievable, that is beyond nature, is ability to rise above, to not be constrained and limited by nature or by our own physical, spiritual, or emotional boundaries. Thank you very much.